Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. Today we have attorney Mike Yee and his director of marketing, Holly Wong, to discuss the basics of estate planning.
So Michael, I know you helped me out a lot with my dad's estate plan when he passed away. So I actually came up with a bunch of questions for other people who are not so lucky to have someone like you in their life. I guess we'll get to it. What is a will?
Yeah, a will in broad terms is a legal document, basically states where you want your assets to go when you pass away. And also in a will, you could have executor, basically who's going to be in charge of distributing your assets. And also if you have minor children, you can nominate a guardian who would help raise your minor children for you.
Okay. So then is there a difference with a revocable living trust?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a very common question I get. What's the difference between a trust and a will? The main difference between having a trust is you avoid the probate process. It's like a will where you could dictate where you want your assets to go and then who's going to be in charge, which is called a successor trustee. But yeah, mainly, like I said, you avoid that probate process. Probate process is a court process. It takes over a year. It's a lot more expensive. Sometimes it's 5% of the estate value. So yeah, having a trust is a lot better in that sense.
And what type of documents are included in an estate plan?
Yeah, most common documents in an estate plan, you have a trust, you have a certification of trust, you have a power of will, you have a power of attorney. If you're incapacitated, you can nominate someone to help make financial decisions for you. You advance healthcare directive. If you're in the hospital and someone needs to help make medical decisions for you, that's when you nominate them there. And also you have a HIPAA waiver as a common document included in an estate plan.
Okay, and for those of us who do have kids, how can my estate plan protect my minor children?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, minor children, a lot of times if you pass away, you need someone to help raise your children. So we could nominate a guardian. So basically who you'd want to help raising your child. Also, if you have a trust, you could also dictate when they'd receive those assets. So for example, a lot of times people don't want their children receiving their assets right away. Like if they're 18, you know, they might blow it all on an expensive car. So you can build in terms, you know, where they receive it when they're 25, you know, and also even like their college and education and support can still be paid for before then. They just couldn't receive the full assets until they're, you know, example 25.
Oh, okay. That's good information.
Yeah.
So what about people who feel they don't have enough assets? Do they still require an estate plan or would you suggest they still make one?
Yeah, I mean, that is a common question I get is, you know, they call in, well, I'm not a millionaire. Do I actually need this trust? You know, I just have a house and some children. Yeah, so I feel if you just have a house, the way the probate fees are structured, it makes it worthwhile to pay an attorney like myself to create a trust. Because even if someone has a house that's, for example, worth $500,000, and that's not including net value, that's just, you know, what the fair market value is, you know, you're looking at probate fees of anywhere between 10 and 20 grand. Also, you're spending that year in court. Also, you have publication fees and court fees, you know, that could be, you know, a couple thousand. So all that expensive time you avoid if you're just doing a trust. And most people have a house, I'd imagine. So, yeah, I think it's worthwhile.
And then about how long does it take to make an estate plan or for you to make an estate plan?
Yeah, for us, you know, normally we have the initial consult where someone would fill out a questionnaire that we have. And then from the initial meeting, normally we'll schedule about 5 weeks out where we send drafts for them to review ahead of time. And then we'd schedule about 2 weeks from that review process when they'd come into our office and they'd sign the documents. So that gives them time to review everything at home, you know, the comfort of their home or their office, and then come see us. And then also gives them time to make any adjustments to their documents. Also set up a consult to ask us any questions. So yeah, we think that process works for most people.
So the process seems kind of daunting at first to people. Is it something that's very expensive? About how much does that cost?
Yeah.
Hire
yeah. So, I mean, we try to keep our fees fairly reasonable for like a single estate plan, includes all documents we went over. We charge a flat fee of $1,800, so $1,800. And then for a married couple, we charge a flat fee of $2,100, so $2,100. And yeah, all it really is to get started is we just send a questionnaire and it's pretty straightforward to fill out. And I could go over it and help people fill it out to, you know, get their estate plan going.
So what happens if, you know, my circumstances change or something changes along the way? Am I able to make edits to my estate plan?
Yeah, that's a fairly common question as well that we get. So yeah, we make all changes within the first year for free. But yeah, let's say 2-3 years from now, your circumstances change. You know, we could easily make minor edits. You don't have to like redo all the documents. Normally that just costs like a couple hundred dollars. But for most people, you know, like if you're just having like more children, you know, a lot of times the estate plan is flexible enough where, you know, it just goes equally to children, or you're just like selling and buying assets. your estate plan could count that for as well, you know. Yeah, so it is a highly flexible document where you don't have to like make changes every time those things happen.
Okay, so what would I need to get started?
Yeah, normally the first step to get started must be to call our office and schedule a free consultation to go over, you know, what estate planning means and how that works, and then go over the questionnaire so I could, you know, tailor their estate plan to their individual needs and make sure that all gets done correctly.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions I had. I know there's some other questions that people might have, which we can go over in another video.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.